From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Syrian military spokesman says the government army has recaptured the town of Palmyra from Islamic State militants. He says the government is now in control of the whole city. Media reports say one of the suspects in the killing of the estranged half-brother of North Korea's leader has been released from a detention center and driven away in a convoy. It is believed that he will be deported. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol had been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim Jong-nam at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia's attorney general said that Ri would be released because there is not enough evidence against him. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive warship ever built, a high-profile event showcasing his pledge this week to dramatically boost U.S. military spending.
This is American craftsmanship at its biggest, at its best, at its finest. American workers are the greatest anywhere in the world.
The president spoke in Newport News, Virginia, aboard the $13 billion USS Gerald R. Ford. The carrier shifts from steam to electrical power and will be equipped with the latest weaponry, communications, and operating systems. It is expected to be commissioned later this year. Federal law enforcement agents have searched three facilities of the American heavy equipment manufacturer Caterpillar Incorporated in the U.S. Midwest. Caterpillar says it is cooperating with law enforcement and that the search was part of an Internal Revenue Service investigation into profits the company earned by a Switzerland-based parts subsidiary. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters Thursday that he did not lie when he testified during his confirmation hearing that he had no interaction with Russian officials during the presidential campaign. He drew a distinction between that and two conversations he had with the Russian ambassador, which he says was only in his capacity as a senator. Sessions says he accepts recent calls for him to recuse himself from a federal investigation into alleged Russian interference in the election.
I believe those recommendations are right and just. Therefore, I have recused myself in the matters that deal with the Trump campaign.
President Donald Trump says he has total confidence in Sessions. His office is reporting that Vice President Mike Pence used a private email account to conduct public business when he was governor of Indiana. The report, which first appeared in the Indianapolis Star newspaper, said the business included sensitive homeland security matters. The European Union Thursday asked Macedonian President Georgi Ivanov to reverse his decision to block the formation of a coalition with ethnic Albanian parties. EU's Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini met with Macedonian officials Thursday and called for a toning down of rhetoric for fear of sparking ethnic conflict.
So I asked the president to reflect on the way forward, to reverse his decision in the interest of all citizens in this country, and as the Constitution says, I quote, entrust the mandate to a candidate belonging to the parties which have a majority in the assembly. This is the constitution of this country, and we expect the constitution to be respected.
The president is refusing to give his backing to the coalition, saying that its pledge to allow wider use of the Albanian language amounts to foreign interference. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday requests for unemployment benefits in the U.S. fell to a 44-year low last week. The figures indicate a tightening in the labor market. A ruling Thursday by Egypt's top appeals court effectively acquits former President Hosni Mubarak of charges of killing protesters during a 2011 uprising. The Court of Cassation rejected an appeal by prosecutors allowing an earlier acquittal verdict to stand. The court also rejected a civil petition by families of the victims for compensation. The 2011 uprising resulted in Mubarak's removal from office. He is now technically free to leave a hospital where he has been under house arrest. Pakistan is taking steps to bring its remote northwestern tribal areas under the mainstream judicial and political system. It's a 5-year plan, and it will make that region equal to the rest of the nation for the first time since 1947. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.